Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jan Yeager's here. Jan's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 19 years. How about that, folks? What a great commitment she's made to us, and we appreciate her very much. She's an award-winning author, 40-plus books she's written and been translated into many languages around the world. Her new books are Work Less, Do More, the 7-Day Productivity Makeover, also Put More Time on Your Side. These are some of the topics we're going to talk about today, and she helps me and a lot of other people maximize the time that they have. Jan Yeager, Professor, I should say Professor Jan Yeager, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Yes, great to be back on.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you. Don't wait so long to come back on the show next time.
Oh, I will make an effort to do that, especially over the summer. You know, it's, I went back to college teaching, and you do have a lighter load over the summer, so
exactly.
I tend to do writing. And
well, publishing. We're glad you're here, Jan. You've been telling us about time management for a long time. One of the constant threads that has been through our visits over the years. What would you say has changed? How would you say time management has changed since you and I started talking about this almost 20 years ago?
Right. Sure. Well, the first change is that it's become much more of an international concern. One of my books, the Work Less, Do More book, is actually translated and published in Arabic.
Wow.
As well as Vietnamese and Spanish. It 20 years ago, it would have been hard to get a book on time management in Spanish because of the mañana type mindset.
But right.
Now, especially in business.
You know what mañana means, don't you?
Tomorrow.
No. What it means tomorrow literally in the language, but when you're trying to get somebody to get something done, mañana doesn't mean tomorrow. Mañana means not today.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's what
it's a
that's what the
concept.
my friends down there tell me. That's what the contractors tell them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the point is that not only has it become a global phenomenon, but ironically, with all our devices, instead of things becoming more productive, people are distracted. People are overwhelmed.
That's a great irony, isn't it?
Well, the fact that time, personal and work time are now so merged together is actually backfiring for people.
Say that again. I want people to hear that again.
Sure. No, you know, and the fact that personal and work time are merged together is backfiring. But the other interesting thing is that there have been some attempts, and some countries have actually regulated that you cannot make an employee send or answer emails or phone calls after work. Well, the problem with that is it takes away from the key theme of my new book, Put More Time on Your Side, which is self-management. In other words, people have to start self-regulating, because what if I do business 24/7 internationally because the time zones are so different. So what if I couldn't answer an email from India and someone else got the deal because they answered the email? So
another thing,
a judgment call.
Other countries don't have different attitudes about work than Americans do. And in my company, Jan, years and years ago, I quit buying desktop machines, computers, and started buying laptops. And so,
I
started allowing my employees flex time years ago. If they needed to leave early and they still had some work to do, and they were dedicated to their own work. They wanted to work to get their work done. And so they would take their laptop with them and go home, and they go to the ball game, or they take care of somebody who's sick, or if they were sick or whatever. And nobody's ever minded, you know, if I said, will you answer an email at 7:30 at night or whatever. You know, it's compounded issues. It's made us maybe a little more stressful in some ways, but it's also loosened up the work day and given people more options, hasn't it?
Exactly. Well, I think going back to, you know, I did a study of time management and for the most recent books, and I randomly polled several hundred people, and procrastination isn't as much of a problem as it used to be. It really is what I call distractionitis. Really being overwhelmed by, you know, in the old days, if you got mail, you would put it in the box to read
right.
at some point. But when those text messages come in, when those emails come in, everyone feels like, oh, I must deal with this immediately.
Right.
Well,
right.
No, you have to decide, is this a priority or not?
Let me tell you one thing that I did from the beginning that's helped me a lot. I've never had a noise on my computer turned on when I got an email. I've never had any kind of
right.
an announcement. And I know I hear a lot. I hear people getting email sometime when they're doing my show in the background. It used to be worse
sure.
than it is now, but that's another thing. Another thing that I think has created a lot of the problems that you're talking about is social media. All that's moving so fast. I think people get distracted and they get agitated about it. What do you think?
Well, I think once again it goes to self-regulation. I found out my younger son returned to college because he posted his acceptance letter on Facebook. So I think selectively social media can be a very positive thing.
Yeah.
Keeping up with family, friends.
I get the good part, but there's no question it can become an unproductive distraction.
But Jim, going back to the theme of put more time on your side, we've all got to get away from thinking other people are in charge of us. In other words, yes, Facebook can be a distraction. Yes, Pinterest can be a distraction. But what about 20 minutes a day when you want to take a break,
right.
when it could be a positive thing?
Right. No,
so
there's no question about it. Well,
that's my suggestion.
That's exactly how I do it. Jan, I need your website quickly, please.
Sure. DrJanYeager.com or LinkedIn.com/IN/DrJanYeager. People can email me, jyeager@AOL.com. Happy to tell them when I'm doing
right.
workshops and more about my books.
Thanks, Jan. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.